Well, this story is sexual, kids.
Yes.
Deepfake, I guess this is this new technology where they can pretty much put anybody's face on anybody, change the voice and everything else. And we were talking about this before the show. This is going to be the end of civilization as we know it. You're not going to be able to believe anything you see with your own two eyes anymore. It's crazy how realistic these videos are that people are able to make. There's even a lot of celebrities, a lot of people they're starting campaigns to ban deep faking. Like they nobody wants this. Like it's scary, scary stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool if you do something like, you know, take dead Carrie Fisher and, you know, bring her back to life for a movie, I guess. Unless you make her character fly for no reason.
I saw the Radiolab podcast. They did a story on this, and this was probably last year. And there was one of the special things they did was they got Jordan Peele to read off some sort of speech. And it wasn't him doing an impression of President Obama. It was President Obama, and he just read whatever
script.
Yeah. So it wasn't even him doing an impression. It sounded like Obama. It was a video of him. You would not have known that it was a fake video. And it's scary. I mean, the consequences are scary. You won't know what to believe.
Like, they move his mouth and, like, his eyes and everything.
And
so
it's no, like, delay or glitch
or
anything.
No, it's an perfect image manipulation technology is what it is.
It's kind of like those videos that Tim Hemp makes, but, like, a thousand times better sort of thing.
Or Snapchat. You know how Snapchat, you can throw a filter on your face. Maybe. Yeah. Remember when you were Bob Marley?
You were in Bob Marley.
727-579-1025.
That was awesome. What were you saying in those videos? I forget.
800-771-1025.
Did it have anything to do with mangoes?
No, sure did not.
At Audible Radio is Will's my Twitter handle.
Specifically.
Yeah. Anyway, so now there's a porn company. Now this is the best way you can use this technology. There's a porn company, and I've already seen a couple of these porns done where they put celebrities' images, and it looks like you could search any celebrity female banging anybody, and there's probably a deep fake video done already.
I know I told you this story before the show, but I got a message from a guy I went to grad school with about a year or two after I finished or dropped out, and he's like, "Now, don't take this the wrong way. I was looking for some material to, you know, sort myself out." And he's like, I came across this video, and the girl looks exactly like you.
Yeah.
And I clicked on it, and she really did. And I was doing some heinous things.
People have doppelgangers. I mean, it's going to happen.
I don't think I've ever laughed so hard in my life. I'm like, no, self!
There's an actual porn star.
Get that out of your mouth.
There's a porn star named Topanga because she looks exactly like Topanga.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've heard.
Do you think Topanga is hot or was hot?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. 100%.
Hells yes.
Are you going to tell me that she's not hot?
I'm not saying she's not hot. I just don't think she was as hot as everyone thought she was.
You know who ended up being super, super hot is what's her face from Full House, the new Netflix series where she's like a mom, like she's like 40.
Stephanie, the middle one?
No, DJ.
Oh, DJ. Yeah. Cameron.
Yeah. Cameron Lynch. Right. Yeah, Cameron Lynch. She also plays linebacker for the Bucks. She's been on Drew's show a lot. No, dude, she fine.
Is it Candace
Stephanie
Cameron?
Tanner. Candace Cameron.
Yeah.
That's Candace Cameron Bure.
She's married. Yeah, she's married to that hockey player. Yeah.
Oh,
Stephanie Tanner is way better, though.
Well, no, her boobs are better.
No,
her face
she's
kind of beat up.
Too.
You think?
Her face is pretty.
And I can't remember the actress's name, but she was into a lot of drugs for a while.
Yeah, Jocelyn
really,
or something.
Really bad.
That's Stephanie Tanner was all drugged up. Maybe that's why I think she's gross, because she's a big drug.
Jodie Sweetin.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's it.
She tall, too. Gibbler can get it. Anyway, there's a porno company now where you, for I don't even know how much money, they will put your face on a porn star banging whoever you want, basically. So, to me, if I'm rich, and we talked about this earlier, if I was a billionaire, how I'd just bang all the Playboy models and all that, like, you know, cause that's why I think, you know,
right,
of course Trump did it. Why wouldn't he? You know, he should. But if you don't want to be, you know, out there really banging real people, if you had enough money, could you imagine just like every week you go, you know what? Won't you just give me a, you know, I was talking about Candace Cameron. She'd make me a video, me and her. Boom, done.
Put my head on Cameron's bod.
Yes! Oh, that'd be some freaky stuff right there.
But that's just you. I feel like this is used more for like, Well, I guess it could be used for both pleasure, but I mean, obviously you want to engage in the real thing. Like, you'd rather bang Candace Cameron.
Of course, of course. The scary thing about this, though, and I can't, it goes right back to it. The scary thing about this is I'm like, yeah, this is cool. You do this with porn, but you could also set somebody up.
Of course, it's blackmail.
You could set somebody up and be like, look, I have a video of you cheating on your wife. I'm like, no, you don't. No, you don't. What are you talking about? Yeah, I do. And then they pull the video up and you're like, that's obviously a deep fake. And they're like, prove it. Like, oh,
and you can't.
Boy, you can't.
Yeah, because it looks so real.
So real.
There was, I remember my buddy when Photoshop first came out, he got it and started playing around with it. And there was he made just hilarious photos. Now, they didn't look really well or real or anything because they weren't. And he didn't know what he was doing. He was learning. But he made this one video. There was a picture of me where I had my hand up and my mouth open.
Oh, boy.
So you can imagine what he did with it.
You're eating a pizza, probably.
Yeah, eating a pea.
Stromboli.
Right? And I laughed it off initially, but then eventually got to the point where I was like, hey, dude, can you delete that and not show that anymore? Because it's not real, but it looks real enough where I might have to explain it someday. So.
Yeah, the Naughty America CEO, Andreas Haranopoulos, he said, we're customizing content using deep learning. The deep in deep fake stands for deep learning, which is how artificial intelligence learns to mimic based on the data images presented to it. It's basically what's driving this new kind of image manipulation technology. This is scary to me, dude. This is like Minority Report stuff. This is really, really scary. I don't know if I like it. I mean, it's a cool technology. I don't like it, man.
It just seems like the repercussions of it could be it can be so negative. This could cause wars or whatever. You know, you got Trump, and then they...
You put this kind of power in the wrong hands, which is pretty easy to do, it seems.
Sure.
I don't like it, man.
And you can do it from your... Like, any idiot can do it. Like, my friend making the stupid Photoshops, any moron's going to be able to just make these videos.
I wonder if you could make some sort of marker with, like, the software showing, like, how you like produced the video.
Like a watermark on the bottom or something?
I mean, I don't really understand all the... I don't want to say the heebie-jeebiness of it all. I don't understand it all. But I'm saying, like, if you could have some sort of marker where you could you could see what software produced or where it came from.
Yeah, but it'd be people to know to figure out.
Sure, there'd be hackers and stuff. Right, but I'm just thinking as, like, you know, initially how you could detect where it's from.
Like, you know, the very basic first thought I get is somebody makes one of Trump declaring war on a country.
Yeah.
And they send this video to some third world country that might have, not third world, but they have nuclear capability, but they're not as smart as us. And you send this video over and they're like, oh no, the president is here. And then all of a sudden, buttons are
being hit. Is that?
I don't know.
Like
what were you thinking?
Iran?
Like, yeah, I think you're doing like, I think you're trying to Iran and North Korea at the same time.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I knew you had one in mind.
One of those.
Yeah.
You know, somebody that can actually do some damage and maybe they're not as intelligent as they need to be. And all of a sudden.
Are you saying all Persians are dumb or something?
No, God, no.
Or like North Koreans are dumb or something? Is that what you said?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
They can't hear us.
Absolutely, is what I'm saying. 727-579-1025. 800-771-1025. If you could do a video of you banging a celebrity, who would your celebrity be?
Man, now I think I might pick Jodi Sweet, and I just looked up some pictures of her. Oh, okay, man. She's all right. Oh, you know what? No, take that back.
There's
Aubrey,
so many. Anybody.
Yeah, Aubrey Plaza is my number one.
Who is that?
That's the girl from Parks and Rec. She played the dark hair girl.
Isn't
that married
Chris
Pratt.
Is she bisexual or is she a lesbian?
I don't know. No, she's not a lesbian. I think she's married to some guy.
I choose Michael Cohen.
It doesn't matter. Really?
No.
Anybody in the world?
No, not
Michael
Cohen.
Who's your one? Who's your one that you would like, I would love to see a video of this person?
There's so many.
I know.
God.
Yeah.
It's hard to choose.
I think.
Can you do top three?
Tim Keelick?
I think Jessica. Oh, my God.
You could just make that happen.
I think Jessica Alba has to get it.
Scarlett Johansson.
Dark Angel Jessica Alba.
Yeah. Remember Rachel Bilson? I really like Rachel Bilson.
Yeah. OC?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She looks the same, by the way. She hasn't aged. She looks great.
Yeah, she'd probably be in there, too.
Surgery, Ryan Adams, if you could deep fake something.
That's Scarlett Johansson all the way, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said that a few times. That's his gal.
What is it about her that gets you there?
I don't know, man. She's the whole package for me.
She's white.
She's not super skinny. She's, you know, I don't know.
She's not super skinny.
I don't know. She doesn't.
She looks real.
She looks real to me.
Real. Yeah.
She's not so hot that it's intimidating, but she's very attractive.
Exactly.
Iskra.
I'm sorry?
Iskra Lawrence.
Oh, the black dude?
No, Iskra Lawrence, the voluptuous Instagram superstar.
What's the black dude's name?
That's Idris Elba.
I'm like, you want to bang James Bond?
What's up, Johnny B? What's up, Idris Elba?
He's British.
May we? Oh, hello, Johnny B. Yeah, I hear you've seen every episode of The Wire where I was on there. Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was really cool. You were a really good drug kingpin. I think you got a sweet ass. Hashtag full homo. All right. You want to do a video together? I would love to do that, future James Bond. All right, then. I'm going to pull your knickers off.
You could be his first Bond girl.
Oh, yes. You like that, Johnny B? Yeah, I do, Idris Elba. I like it a lot. Man, that's pretty big. Is that also, are you deep faking that too? No, that's all me right there, mate.
Very nice.
No, Iskra Lawrence. Look her up. She's hot.
I just did. Yeah, she's all right.
Damn.
All
right.
How do you spell Iskra?
Iskra.
Yeah.
This is the way it sounds. They, you know, a lot of times just sound it out. Yeah, she's fine. She's fine.
All right. She's just an Instagram model?
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. She's I guess she's a real model too. You know.
Oh my God. This came up.
What happened?
That's her, Johnny?
That is not her.
Ew.
Gross.
What the hell?
Actually, no. I would do a deep fake video with her face on it, but it would be one of those choke you out videos.
It's Amy Schumer. I don't think Amy Schumer is that bad. I think she's kind of cute.
She got Miss Piggy face.
Yeah, I kind of like.
All right.
Have you seen the chicks that Will goes after?
Yeah.
She's a 10 compared to what I've seen before.
What's up, Amy Schumer? You wanna have this deep fake video done with Daddy?
Hi-yah! Kermit, please bang me, Kermit.
Happy Time Murders. I can't wait.
Bad news from Happy Time Murders. By
what?
TM Powell told me no screenings for it, which is normally a bad sign.
It can't not be funny.
Yeah, it can.
Oh my God.
It can suck really bad.
What are you talking about?
It's a new puppet movie with Melissa
McCarthy.
It comes out Friday.
Is it Muppets?
It's like a rated R version of the Muppets where they're being murdered and stuff.
Is it like the original characters? Miss Piggy?
No. It's all like parody.
Yeah. Gotcha.
It looks funny. The trailer looks great. Just saying.
All right.
Iskra Lawrence is my deep fake. Yours is
Michael Cohen.
Jesus Christ.
He's sexy.
Oh, in the video, he gives you like fake $130,000 afterwards?
Hell yeah, man. He makes it rain all over me. And I'm like, yes. Oh, we both go to synagogue together. It's great time.
Can you show us the video of the girl that looks like you, that your friend?
Yeah. Oh, I could probably find it. Yeah.
Let's find it during the break.
You better find it on your phone.
Yeah, I want to watch it. No, do it on a computer, you pussy.
I'll find it on the phone.